And now a selection of letters from the evening news received in the past week. Among the subjects raised by the readers are the makeovers at the train station and Anglia Square, a suggestion for Benedict Street, and concern about the amount of rubbish discarded around the area.
And it's the disposal of litter that concerns Ivan Woodrow of Antingham. He writes, "The forthcoming Norfolk Day in July has got me thinking that there are some lovely parts and sights to be seen in Norfolk, but the roadside verges are a disgrace. Every A and B road verge is full of litter thrown from the car windows by the Can't Care Less Society. It's someone else's problem type of person. Why can't people ordered to do community service not be tasked with this job? I assume it's to do with elfin safety. It's not rocket science to pick up litter. Finally, are there any universities that offer a degree in common sense? Because it appears to be lacking, and not only in litter clearing."
Acle reader Julie Grint has noticed that Norwich train station is having a smarten up. She writes, "Visitors to Norwich rail station in recent months will have noticed the interior is undergoing a repaint. Look up as you enter. Several large lantern lights have been installed with Thorpe Station lettering. The ceiling and rows, roof and pillars are undergoing a transformation. The colour scheme maroon, grey and cream, with completion date, apparently, December. A facelift in time for the arrival of the first new trains in 2019.
The subject of charges for waste disposal is the subject of Love Norfolk, Hate Litter campaigner Nigel Ford's letter, and he writes, "Those who object to spending £4 per bag for disposing general waste at recycling centres might like to share a wheelie bin with a neighbour who only has a half-full bin."
The planned high-rise block at the revamped Anglia Square has received much comment. Amanda Williams of Norwich puts her viewpoint and writes, "Wesselgate Tower is 13 stories high. The proposed tower at Anglia Square, 25 stories high. Even those who are fans of the former might balk at a building nearly twice as tall. Yes, Anglia Square needs redeveloping, but the tower needs cutting down to an appropriate height. 12 stories, still very tall or less. I've been trying to comment on the development proposals through Norwich City Council's website, as invited to do on their homepage, but I haven't been able to do so. An error message comes up each time I try. With such an important project, surely they don't want to stop anyone commenting, do they?"
Robert Paul of Thurgerton has suggestion on how to enhance St Benedict Street, and he writes, "I see that St Benedict Street is virtually closed at the moment because of roadworks. It's so pleasant to walk down this wonderful street without having to dodge the traffic. The pavements are quite narrow in places. City Council, isn't it time to pedestrianise this street now? There are many restaurants and cafes. How nice it would be to have tables and chairs outside and the freedom to install artistic features, trees and plants. The street is crying out for it, and I fail to see any problems with alternative routes for vehicles. On another traffic-related matter, recently I spotted 4 vehicles on the Northern Distributor Road at the same time. Is this a record?"
And we give the last word this week to Mrs. Olive English of Saxlingham Nethergate, who writes, "Norwich is a city full of surprise. Today I saw on Gentleman's Walk a man balanced on one leg on a tightrope. The other foot tapped out a jig while he played the violin. It made buying a packet of fish so much more exciting. Whatever next, I wonder?"